All right, well, first of all, congratulations on your award tonight.
Oh, yes. What an honor.
You know, I have to ask you, the 440 and 800, those middle distances are probably the hardest physically of any. It's all a sprint for a long distance. Why did you choose those?
I didn't. I got tricked into it in high school. You know how in high school the coach is looking for somebody to run the quarter because we need points. And so I had done everything else. How you doing? And all of a sudden, you know, he's like, if you can, we need somebody to run the quarter. So we'll throw you in there. And they did. And I won it and broke the school record and I got stuck in it. And so, and then I went to, in my 12th grade, I went to Canada to run the 400. And while I was in the bathroom, they changed it to the 800. And I come back out and have no clue that that's what they're getting ready to do. And after he said how many laps we had, I said, are you sure? You know, the quarter, that far, that long? And they said, oh, no. This is for the half mile. I said, oh, okay, I'm running the quarter. When are you gonna? And they said, no, they changed it. I said, when? So I called my coach and he says, well, just go out there and use it as a training. Don't worry. Whoever goes out in front, just go and follow. Of course, I'm too green to realize he's tricking me, you know. And so I, you know, all the pressure was off. And I went out and short story, ran a world record.
Wow. As a high school girl and even younger, were you aware of the legacy of Jesse Owens and Harrison Dillard, the Cleveland track
stars? I knew of Jesse Owens, of course. I knew of the things that he went through in Berlin with Hitler and that whole thing. But I didn't meet him until 68. And he was quite an inspiration to me. Yeah, because he came in to speak to the whole Olympic team in Mexico City. And while he was there, we had opportunity to meet him as we were leaving out. And he said, I know who you are. You're one of my homegirls. And I was like, really? Do you know me? And he said, I know all about you. You went to John Hay High School. You know, you're one of the first girls to run 55 seconds in the court. And I was like, I was blown away. And he told me, he said, now you go out there and win that goal for us.
Wow.
And I will never forget. I mean, it just changed my whole everything.
Wow.
It's not that I didn't know that what I could do, but it gave me that extra boost that somebody who was very important to me knew me and was from my hometown. And I mean, so we got real close. He called me his daughter. I'll never forget that.
Now, speaking of inspiration, how did Wilma Rudolph influence you?
Oh, gosh. She's another one that imparted in me. Of course, she and I both went to Tennessee State University and were Tiger Bells, and she was before me. And I would always see this beautiful woman come in, you know, different times of the year, and I was all like, who is that? And it was like, that's Skeeta. I was like, Skeeta? Who is Skeeta? And so nobody told me until we went to Winnipeg for the Pan American Games, and she was walking with some of the teammates. And she said, she was talking to them, and so I asked one of my teammates, I said, please don't tell her, but I don't, who is that? She said, it's Skeeta. I said, well, who in the world is Skeeta? I know she has another name. It's Wilma Rudolph. I said, you're kidding. So then she goes up there and tells her, and I was so embarrassed. And she came back, and she was so humble. And she said, listen, Manning, my time is past. This is your time, and I'm here to see you. I mean, that's all I needed. That is, and I broke the Pan American record, the American record. And it's funny, I was like, all these people coming in my life at these different times who are imparting something to me. And that's why today when I talk to kids, I always remember what effect you have with your words and just taking time with them to just impart some encouragement. You never know how far that goes.
You know, speaking of kids, probably the best athletes, physically fit athletes in the world are track and field performers. What do you say to kids today, or to get them away from the video games and TVs and all, to get them out there? And maybe track and field isn't as glamorous as some of the other things, but what do you tell them?
Well, when they're young, I want them to have fun. I've been a coach, and I've coached little ones, you know, the grassroots, and I've coached middle school, and I've coached high school. And during that time, I'm wanting them to have fun. I'm not trying to make it hard. The Junior Olympics is very competitive, extremely. But we try to keep them on the fun side of it, not get too serious. Some of the parents can get pretty serious. And then there are a few coaches that get pretty serious. But I always tell the kids, you know, it's not about winning or losing right now. That will come. But just have fun, because if they have fun with it, then they'll put their heart into it. And then you'll see some excellent times coming forth in whatever events they're doing. Both of my kids were in, both of them were long jumpers. Yeah, and pretty prominent ones. In fact, my 37-year-old son is here tonight, and he was one of the top University of Oklahoma long jumper, triple jumper, high jumpers. Has still some records there.
And his name is?
John Jackson. And then he started, he and his sister are 17 years apart, and so he helped to coach her, and she's two-time state champion, and now she's at the University of Missouri on a track scholarship and academic, you know, and of course she left us when it came to the brains, because she's in aerospace engineering. So we're like, I don't know where the girl came from, but we're enjoying this.
And her name is?
Her name is Lana Sherelle Mims.
But, you know, you lived through the 72 in Munich with the terrorists and all. And in 80, you didn't get to go to Moscow because of boycott and all.
Right.
And now with Beijing, there's talk about, you know, their human rights issues, maybe some political stuff. How do you feel about the using the Olympics as a political tool or force?
Well, you know, politics is always going to be in something that international. I mean, it's inevitable. You can't stop it. But the whole theme and dream behind the vision of the Olympics is to bring us out of war and to bring us together to compete against each other on a patriotic level. And so if the athletes can keep that in mind, they'll keep the vision going. You know, the upper echelon, they can do what they want. But when it comes to the athletes as they compete, if they just keep that into their hearts, that they're doing this for the love of the sport, then, you know, we'll go far with this.
That's great.